The Marketplace of Ideas is open for business on The Steve Gruber Show.
It is a free-for-all Friday, and directing our attention back closer to home now. And the budget being put forth for the state of Michigan going forward for 2019 now has been put together. And my next guest here is State Senator John Prose, who was first elected to the Senate back in November 2010 to represent the 21st District, joining me to talk about it. Senator, welcome to the conversation.
Hey, great to be with you, Steve. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. It's a beautiful weekend on tap here in Michigan. A lot of optimism. You know, there's a sound that I hear a lot of beeping trucks and noise, and I see a lot of, you know, orange as I try to travel. It's a bit frustrating, but I'm glad to see a lot of work being undertaken here in Michigan. I'm sure you are, too.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's in part because of the very direct input of dollars that the taxpayers send to Lansing. We're sending straight into the roads with $330 million new dollars right out of general fund directly into fixing roads this year. That's in part why you see these barrels everywhere.
Yeah, it's tough to navigate in places that I've been, like just east of Lansing there in the Okemos area. Hard to get around, one of the places that's had a lot of heavy construction, but I see... You know, it's just optimism, Senator. I mean, I see cranes over Grand Rapids and cranes in Lansing and roads being built and some good momentum going on. Now, tell me how this budget is going to help us keep momentum on some of the things you see that are positive for the state of Michigan.
Well, I think the first and foremost thing is that years ago, you'll recall that we weren't even completing budgets on time and we had a couple of government shutdowns. You know, that's a credit to the Snyder administration and to the legislature who have worked together to ensure that we instill a little bit of faith and trust in the budgeting process that we have in Michigan. So I think that there's been some really good progress just in terms of faith and trust in what Lansing can accomplish. That's not often easy to say when you talk about the political process, right? It's confusing to people. It seems slow and cumbersome and sometimes doesn't seem to be effective.
I think you can see very directly,
though, that we've been effective. We've been careful. We've put money away in the rainy day fund. We've paid down debt, and that's an untold story, Steve. We've paid down some $20 billion in debt over time. Now, that's not a sexy thing to do because that's not something you see right here today. That benefit comes about 2037, 2038, years down the line when our kids and grandkids are expecting the benefit.
Well, you hope that they keep on that same track between now and then. Michigan has about $70 billion in debt, depending on what source you go to. So that's kind of a key to look at. You need to know how much debt there is out there, because you're right, it's not sexy. People don't talk about it, but we're still paying for the Build Michigan projects of the Engler administration, the Engler years, Build Michigan 1, 2, and 3. We're still paying for those roads long ago turned into dust. And so we need to be more mindful of how we borrow money and how we take care of that debt going forward. I agree with you on that.
Absolutely. That's just smart budgeting. That's what we're supposed to do here in our families and certainly try to do every day. I think you expect your government in Lansing to do the same thing. Just be smart with it. Let's pay down some of that credit card debt, because remember, over year after year after year, that becomes a benefit to the bottom line. You know, and that bottom line is getting better and better each year because our residents are paying more in taxes to the state. I frankly think we ought to give a little bit of that back. I think some of the surpluses are being invested wisely, but we have to think about who it is that sends us that money. It's not Lansing's money. It's our money here at home.
Well, it certainly is, and we need to be mindful of how we spend the money and take care of it. So as you look forward then, this budget is it's a big budget. It is focused on roads and other things. Give me a couple of the other priorities you found on here, Senator Prose, and what you think we should be looking at going forward.
Well, I think that we always look right here at home at our schools and our school investments. In this last year, of course, we've seen a great deal of focus on school safety. So the budget invests $58 million in school safety initiatives. That's new money that's going directly into our schools for the OK to Say program. Additional mental health supports within our schools, and really increasing funding also for school safety grants. You know, it was about 5 years ago, it was the first time that I put some school safety grant money in the budget for the purposes of some door stops or something like that. If the schools wanted to have some sort of a passive and or aggressive safety mechanism. Of course, in this last couple of years, we've just had more and more to deal with when it comes to school safety. So we've invested some additional money in that arena too.
Well, that's good. I mean, obviously, school safety at the forefront of conversations right now, not only in Michigan, but across the country as a result of some, you know, terrible events that have taken place. And so as you pull this budget together, obviously you will have your critics. You'll have people say there's not enough money for education. There's not enough money for roads. We need to spend more. In fact, some of the folks running for governor say that it's time to raise taxes in Michigan. Some say as high as 8.5% on individuals, which I think would kill the economy. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I don't think there's a doubt. You know, I serve both on appropriations and on the tax policy. We call that finance in the state of Michigan and in the Senate. So I have a unique perspective of looking at both sides of the equation, not only the taxing side of the equation, but the actual spending side of the equation, too. And it seems to me that if we want to see things continue to grow and develop, we've got to be very mindful of the taxpayer dollars and the way that the rest of the nation views us, too, when it comes to the growth and development of jobs and the economy. In other words, businesses and industries who want to hire our people.
Sure.
If it becomes a high-tax state again, we're going to find ourselves in real trouble.
Well, I guarantee you this. We don't want to compete with Illinois as to see who can leave the fastest. The way to get people here.
No question. But I'll remind you, it was only about a decade ago that Illinois was laughing at us. We've turned the ship around. We've got a new direction and a direction that is showing low unemployment, rising wages, really the kind of benefits that you want to see. Illinois can't seem to get out of their way right now. And in Southwest Michigan, we get to hear that Illinois news all the time. And you're right, it's a tax problem as well as a debt problem for them.
Well, it is. It's a huge debt problem and a problem that will come back to get them because at some point the bills come due. Senator, I greatly appreciate you taking the time and outlining some of the higher points of the budget for 2019. State Senator John Prose here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thank you, sir.
Always good to be with you. Thank you, Steve.
Always good to have you here. And speaking of jobs, the road to Michigan's future is paved by hardworking construction workers. And if you want to be part of that sound out there, earning a great living and building something bigger than yourself, well, then go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction banner. MichiganConstruction.com will help match your interests and skills with available careers, education, training opportunities. You could be the next person to help fix and build our great state of Michigan. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction banner. More jobs than people. Well, you can fill it by one right now. Go to SteveGruber.com.